Hi, besties, and welcome back to the Sad to Savage podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Sacco, and today's episode is called Good For You. Now, not only was this the title of my favorite song from 2021 by Miss Olivia Rodrigo, but it is also taken from a quote that I saw last week on TikTok. Boom, just like that, I saw a quote and I was like, oh, perfect. In this episode, I'm going to break down a few quotes and share some new perspectives. In this episode, I also want to help you figure out what is good for you. I want to make you really think and consider how your friendships impact your life, how your romantic partner, situationship, hookups, how those things actually do impact your world, and I want to make you become aware of the consistent negative or toxic environments that you place yourself in. But above all else, I want to leave you with clarity about your next step in creating a healthy environment for you and the person you want to become. I also want to challenge you to think about the choices you make, like the way you have previously thought about them and the way that you actually want to think about them. You get to choose your thoughts, choose your actions moving forward. The first quote I want to talk about is, once we love ourselves, people no longer look good to us unless they are good for us. When I started changing my life, I realized I no longer aligned with choices, places, and people I'd previously chosen. I chose those things in a very sad world that I was living in. I was very, very sad. I wanted to change my life. And I was like, wait, I can't live the same life. I can't be her and become the best version of me too. I have to make different choices. I didn't know the words to describe it until hearing that quote. Once we love ourselves, people no longer look good to us unless they're good for us. Because the way I'd previously described it was like if I was talking to a friend, I was trying to explain why I looked for different relationships or I was interested in different things. And I'd always say if it doesn't benefit me, I don't want it. And the way of explaining it that way, it kind of makes me sound like a brat from my perspective, to be honest, because that isn't the best way to describe it. It wasn't. I couldn't find a way to describe it because it's not oh, I need everything to benefit me. I'm only going to make friends if they benefit me. That's not what I meant. The words I was looking for were that quote, but I want to offer a new order to it or a new perspective to that quote. People who negatively impact my life, take my energy, and do not help me improve myself or add value to my life, I no longer am creating time, energy, or space for. Think about that. Sometimes growth, it's really uncomfortable, and changing our life can become honestly really lonely. And it's lonely because what you want is yours. It's not what your friends may want, parents, partner. And it's lonely because you have to choose it even when others aren't and even when it feels hard. I've talked about this a few times, but I believe that there's a yin and yang to everything in life. And in order to reach the highs, you have to also experience and sometimes bring upon yourselves the lows. An example of this is I wanted to create a business. I wanted to grow my following on TikTok. I wanted all these things. So I realized that I had to use, because I had a 9-to-5 and I was already working before work every day, after work every day, I realized I had to use my weekends. And now I would have FOMO. I'd be laying in bed on Friday night and friends would be out at the bar. People would be out drinking, doing things. And I would feel a little bit sad. And I'd be like, I wish I could do those things or I want to do those things. But the next day when I was able to wake up, work out, work towards my dream life, get myself one step closer to the long-term life I wanted to have, I felt amazing. I felt so happy. That's the yin and yang. You have to make hard choices because those bring you your results. This quote, when I first saw it, really come into play in my life was with my most recent ex-boyfriend and when I walked away from that relationship. I have told this story before, but I was in Florida on a family vacation. We were on again, off again. He came on the family. It doesn't make sense to me anymore. He came on the family vacation and was like, I'll change. I'm going to change my ways, whatever. And he didn't. He yelled at me in front of my grandparents. But I was looking out at the ocean, reading the book, The 5 a.m. Club. And in the book, it talked about the four quadrants. And it said, in life, you have four areas that make up you on your growth journey. And those four quadrants are your heart set, soul set, health set, and mindset. And so I basically went through and I ranked myself across the board in each category. Now each category makes up 25% and together you have 100%. I thought I was doing really great in my health set. I was learning how to work out, working on nutrition. My mindset, I was doing affirmations. I felt amazing. My soul set, I was reading, I was journaling, I was doing things for myself. And then my heart set, rock bottom, horrible. I was in a toxic relationship. It was horrible. And I realized that negative, toxic relationship I was staying in impacted me across the board in all those quadrants. I could never reach my full potential. I could never continue my growth journey. I wasn't setting myself up for success by being in a relationship that was negative, that negatively impacted me, that hurt me, that was not good for me. And with that, when I read that book, when I say I got dizzy, my life, I knew my life was going to change in that moment. I realized he no longer looked good to me. that relationship, honestly, at the end, it started to repulse me because I knew how bad it was for me. After the breakup, I chose to heal in a healthy way. And so whenever I had a cue of like thinking about him, seeing him on social media, passing a place, or we used to go to things like that, I would, instead of like reaching out to talk on social media, anything like that, I would read a list of whys, which were logical reasons that I picked as to why the relationship needed to end. The reason that I did this is because your brain, when you go through a breakup, it gets confused. Sorry, this is a side note. It gets confused and your brain gets inflamed essentially, so it's not working correctly. So I decided to choose my thoughts in advance so that when my brain was inflamed and confused, I could choose my thoughts. It didn't just go on autopilot to negative thinking. But in that list of whys that I read anytime that I got a cue to think about him while I was healing from that breakup, I wrote that I was going to become someone who inspired millions, millions. And this is way before Sad to Savage. It was in my Sad to Savage journey, but before I started posting on TikTok. I told myself, I knew it. I was going to become someone who inspired millions and I could not sacrifice myself for one person because that's what it was. It was self-sacrifice, staying in that relationship that was not good for me. Now, I mean, here I am. And I wouldn't be here teaching millions, helping people literally change their mental and physical health if I stayed in that relationship because he took from me. He was negative. He did not benefit my life. He drained me. He negatively impacted my mental health. I want you to stop and think about your current relationship or your current friendships. Are they draining you? Are they taking from you? Or are they building you up? After I got out of that relationship, I reevaluated and I decided I needed to find someone that was good for me. Also, while I was going through the breakup, That Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo, that song came out. And if you followed me back in the day, I posted a video dancing to that song every single day, but I would say like plot twist, I'm the one who's happy and healthy. But after that breakup, I reevaluated and I wanted to find someone good for me. So I changed the qualities I was looking for, my standards. And my boyfriend right now, Jake, he makes my life better. And I truly do mean better. He improves my life. He keeps me grounded. He really does keep me grounded. He brings me back to earth. He respects my boundaries. He is good for me. And I mean this with everything in me. If he wasn't, if he brought me down, if he negatively impacted me, if he made my career hard, if he shamed me for the clothes I wore, if he did anything like that, I would literally bop top drop top his ass with no time to spare. And by that, I mean, I would just break up with him. Now, that's not to say like in a relationship that you won't experience hard times. You're going to experience hard times. Like one of us might go through a hardship and need the other a little bit more, or like I might need to be there for him or he needs to be there for me, and it takes a lot of energy. I'm not naive, but I do know that there is a difference between a relationship being hard and a relationship being wrong. I also want to say, I want you guys to pay attention to how people make you feel when you're with them. When you're with your friends, do they make you feel good or do they make you feel bad? When you're with them, are you in a bad environment? Are you in bad situations? Are you making choices that are negatively impacting your life? And it could be things like, are you making stupid choices in terms of drinking, in terms of drugs, in terms of sexual partners, in terms of morals, in terms of quality? Like, think about those things. Sometimes we need to remove ourselves from situations, environments, and people that no longer serve us. But what I do now is I pay attention to how I feel when I'm with people. If people like consistently complain, consistently like say things that like make me feel bad about myself, like if I don't feel good when I'm with people, there is absolutely no chance that I'm investing my time and energy and surrounding myself with them further. Who you surround yourself with is who you become. And that's not to say that I like hate someone or I think they're a horrible person or like I'm going to be mean to them. Absolutely not. But I'm in control of my life, the people I let influence me, and the people that I spend my time with. Now, there was a study done that says essentially the five people in your inner circle closest to you, you almost subconsciously become. You have the same income, same kind of like home, same like all the qualities start to bleed together because who you surround yourself with is like your comfort zone. So think about who are you surrounding yourself with and are they good for you? I also want to say, I believe in self-accountability through and through. So also I want you to stop and reflect on yourself. How do you make people feel when you're around them? Do you build up your friends? Do you build up your partner? Or do you say little comments to make them feel insecure because maybe you're taking your insecurities out on them? Do you bring them down? Do you, I know in past relationships, I would be a toxic little girl sometimes to my partner. Or think about the way that you act and you treat the people that you love. How do you make them feel? Are you good for them? And if not, Can you sit and work through that? Can you write a list right now on things that you slowly want to work on to improve your friendships or to improve your relationships? For example, another thing I want to say, like an example of self-accountability, if you go out with your friends and you are a mean drunk, or you are mean to them, or you talk bad about them, or you're constantly in fights with them, things like, okay, in that situation, I want to work on my drinking. I want to work on being kind to them. I want to sit and really work through those qualities so that I can show up as the best version of me. Now, before ending that quote and moving on to the next one, I also want to say that every single time that you get rid of people, things, choices that are not for you, you create room what is for you. I also want you to picture yourself as two people, the version of you now and the version of you that you want to become. What do you need to let go of, get rid of, so that you can create space for those new qualities that you want, for those new actions, that new life? What is holding you down? What is draining you? What is a negative, consistent choice, negative, consistent person? What can you let go of? I'm not saying that when you let go of everything right away, like you're going to have everything new come in. You're going to make new friends, find new things that you love to do on the weekends. It honestly will be pretty lonely at first. It is lonely. Growth is lonely. But when you create that space, you're letting new opportunities actually be able to be born and exist. So for example, when I would be sad and I would stop going out on the weekends, focusing on my business, things like that, I felt like I didn't have friends for a while. I felt very lonely, but it made space for new friendships, people that I met at my gym, people that I met that had similar interests with where I'm at in my life now, that I could form relationships with that have truly impacted and improved my life. I have friendships now that aren't based on boys or college. I have friendships that are based on growth, working on like parts of our inner self that are hard to talk about. I have friendships that benefit me. And even if that sounds shallow, like I have friendships that literally give and I give to, and they make me a better person. The next quote I want to talk about is from James Clear, who wrote Atomic Habits. And the quote is, if you want to be in the top 1% of a particular domain, then you cannot take your cues from and follow the social norms of 99% of people. This is harder than it sounds. We're wired to imitate. The further you want to climb, the more careful you need to construct your tribe. I love this mindset. I really do think it's everything, because if you want a different life, essentially what I want to say to you is you can have it. You can have a different life, but you cannot base your choices, base your life off what other people are doing. Your friends say they're irresponsible with their money and they joke about it. Is that the life you want? Do you want the same thing? Do you want to be irresponsible with your money because it's something that you guys can talk about, or it's something that you're surrounded by and that you relate to? No. You choose different and you choose to create your own identity. Say your friends sleep in on the weekends or sleep in and like start work like 5 minutes before, and you let their decisions justify why you do it. That is literally, whatever that word is, where you're like complying to the social norms, where you're accepting that life. And I used to do this. I used to like lay in bed and cry, literally cry myself to sleep over my body, my career, where I lived, all these things, but I didn't change one thing. I would just cry every night and feel bad for myself. The thing is that if you want a different life, you can have it, but you cannot let yourself make the same choices other people are making that don't have the life that you want. Mimicking people who aren't where you want to be is literally going to keep you stuck. Also, whatever life you want to have, to choose it, you can't rely on someone else to make the hard choices for you. When I get up every single morning to work out, that's based off of me and no one else. Based off me, my goals. I don't depend on someone else to go with me. At first, I mean, if you're feeling uncomfortable going to a gym setting and you have a friend, it might be nice at first to invite them and go with them. But I don't make those choices based off of other people. I make it based on me. I want to work out for my mental and physical health. I want to work out so that I have endorphins in the morning. I want to work out so that I can be able to lift a car if, in the event of emergency, I'm driving on the highway and a car flips over and someone's hurt. Like those are my reasons why I want to work out. Other things that might stop other people don't stop me, because I'm not letting those, I don't let those choices impact my choices. I choose to be different than the social norms. I choose to be different than what everyone else is doing, because I know that's going to get me to a different life than everyone else. I have a different perspective for this, and I think about this all the time. So when it comes to writing books, I truly think that anyone could be an author. I think anyone could write a New York Times bestselling book. The difference between someone who has, say, a journalism degree, or someone who wants to be a writer but never becomes it, and the person that has a New York Times bestseller, is that that person who has the bestseller, they wrote the book. They did it. That's like, I think, I don't know if that's clicking the way I want it to click, but you could be anyone you want. You want to be good at working out. You want to be a reader. You want to be someone who's high up in their career. You can do it. You just have to do it. You have to choose it. I've been writing a book for the last 2 years, and I think about it all the time. I'm like, this isn't easy. This isn't easy. The differential, oh yeah, I don't know that word either. The difference is that I'm choosing to do it because I want to write a book. I want to be that person. I'm doing it. The last quote I want to talk about is more of like a general statement, but you are not obligated to fix someone at the expense of your own mental health. Now, I talk about this in episodes sometimes, but I love the word selfish. I love being selfish. I love, love, love being selfish with my time, energy, and I think society makes selfish a bad word, a negative word to describe oneself. People are like encouraged to be selfless. Like I just read an Instagram caption the other day of this couple. I actually love them. But the person saying the like happy birthday message said like, they are the most selfless person in the entire world. They will do everything for anyone and everybody. That to me is a glorified quality. And I think that we're glorifying the wrong quality. I have been, over the last year that I've been changing my life, creating these businesses, doing these things, working towards the dream life that I want for myself, right? Because no one else is going to do it for me. I have realized so much how important being selfish is. You do not have to do everything for everybody. You absolutely do not. Because what happens is then the last thing that's your priority is you. And you should be your number one priority. Now I get it. People will say like, oh, my kids are my number one priority. My family, my significant other, all those things. You focusing on you, working on yourself, putting yourself first is going to make you show up better in every single area of your life. I want to give another example of this. So I have boundaries with my siblings, with my family, with my boyfriend, with my friends. I have boundaries with everyone because I owe it to myself to put myself first in order to be successful. I don't owe anyone else anything. That's a choice on my behalf. I decided a while ago that I would no longer, especially during the last year when I was changing my life, growing my businesses, growing online, I was under so much stress, so much anxiety. I still honestly am. Like, I'm not, to be honest, I actually had like a borderline panic attack yesterday where I had to sit in my car for like 30 minutes and cry because sometimes life is overwhelming. It really is. And so I kind of check in with myself sometimes like, okay, where are my boundaries at? Like, what can I do to prioritize myself to work through this? Because I know that if my mental health is not in check, I'm not showing up anywhere. I'm not showing up for anyone. If I can't show up for myself, I'm not showing up for anyone. So I needed to stop yesterday and reevaluate and say, okay, what can I do for me? Where can I put up these boundaries? Where am I draining myself that I can pull back from because I'm my number one priority? But when it comes to my family, I've always been one of those people that's like, I will do anything. I will do everything for my siblings, anything. I'll drop anything on like a minute notice for my siblings. And I'm still like that, but with boundaries because it's impossible for me to expect myself to be able to take on my siblings' struggles, anxieties, and problems and still function normally in my own life. Now, can I help them with them? Yes. Can I be there for them? Yes. But there's a difference between taking on other people's anxieties and thinking you have the power to fix something when it is completely out of your control. So actually, I want to share a different perspective. In college, so I had a double major. I was journalism and criminal justice. But for one of my things, I needed to take a math class. And I mean, this was like the most basic level math class you could take at Michigan State University. I had to go to 9 hours of tutoring a week my freshman year just to 2-5 this beginner's easiest level math class. And think about that. I could not be good at math just because someone else wanted me to. So I want you to stop and think about that. When you take it upon yourself to fix someone, you want the best for them. You want them to be happy. You want them to love themselves. You want them to work through, be able to communicate, be happy. You cannot make anyone be anything. So for example, like my ex-boyfriend, I would try to fix him. I was convinced I could fix him. But it's the same thing with me and math. I couldn't expect him to want better for himself. I couldn't expect him to want the same things that I wanted for him. I couldn't expect him to do those things. I didn't even know if he was capable of those things just because I wanted him to be capable of them, just because I wanted him to. I was trying to fix something that was not mine to fix. It kept me in a really bad situation for a while. So I want you to stop and say, like, with your friendships, your relationships, your family, is there a situation that you're trying to fix that really is out of your control? Because ultimately, you cannot make a decision for someone. You can help them, you can love them, you can support them, but you can't make someone want a different life for themselves. And that stress and anxiety and pressure of that situation is weighing you down. Now, I want to end this episode with one last quote and I guess one last little perspective, but you cannot be who you used to be and who you're gonna be at the same time. I think about that all the time. If you want to be a different person, you can't make the same choices you were making in a life that you did not like that no longer served you. You have to choose different. It's hard, but it is worth it. And I believe in you. I think that you are doing amazing. You are on the right track. You are listening to new things. You are learning new things. You are trying new things. It won't happen all at once. Growth is not like this. If you can picture a graph, like growth isn't this like starting at the bottom going all the way up. It's like a bumpy freaking little like all over the place, right? Because growth is hard. It takes time. It takes energy. It's worth it though. Choosing you will be the best choice you ever make in your entire life. Putting yourself first, valuing yourself, valuing your mental energy, valuing the relationships that you have in your life, and choosing to remove the ones that no longer serve you, that drain you, that take from you. If your friendships, your relationships, your family, the connections you have with your family members, if they are not making you a better person, not helping you, not building you up, not, and I know there's sometimes you'll get in a fight. Sometimes there'll be a little moment, but if those relationships are not good for you, they're no longer for you. If you want different, you have to choose different. That was actually my phone screensaver for like the first year of my Sad to Savage journey. I'm going to say it one more time. If you want different, you have to choose different. I believe in you and I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.